Hey, it's Gavin Stein. Welcome to Photo Couch. I'm actually up here in the mountains up by Mission Ridge in Washington today, and I'm scouting for a portrait session, actually. I'm going to come up here tonight with a client. We're going to do some senior portraits, but I really wanted to come up and kind of see what I was up against, see what things were going to be looking like up here, and already have a plan in terms of essentially a wall in the house where this portrait's going to go. I mean, I'm thinking in terms of this is going to be a 36-inch wall portrait, and we're going to be doing some other stuff too. I mean, obviously it's a senior session, so we'll mix it up. But I wanted to talk today a bit about visualization, and it's really on my mind this morning because essentially that's what I'm up here doing. Visualization, I think, is really kind of underused. I mean, in this digital age where we go out and we just take tons of photos and hope for the best, but visualization is huge, and as I've started to use visualization more and more, it's really changed a lot about how I make photographs. And people like Ansel Adams were huge proponents of visualization. And the concept is kind of simple. You say, oh, yeah, that's easy. I visualize every time I pick up the camera and look through the viewfinder. But there's more to it than that. And when you truly visualize and kind of get that, at least for me, it really changes things. It's more than just looking through a viewfinder and saying, okay, here's my composition. It's truly sitting down, thinking about the photo that you're going to make and how it's going to come out. It's not about looking at the scene that's right here in front of you. It's about looking at the scene that you're going to have when you're finished. So let me use a static scene for example. Let's say I'm looking over a landscape. And let's say I'm up in these mountains and I'm overlooking this sweeping valley, and there's trees and there's a river below and there's the rocky crags over up here and there's the sky. And I'm sitting here looking at this scene, thinking about how all this is going to intermix. And, you know, when I'm standing here, I'm here and it's real and it's spectacular. But in a photograph, things are always different. So, you know, there's going to be tone control, and there's probably going to be burning and dodging and processing and all the things I'm going to do with it. The visualization is seeing the final image in your mind and planning your photograph that you're about to make accordingly before you release the shutter. The visualization is, I stand up here and I overlook this scene and I look at the light and everything, and I kind of cycle through these ideas in my mind, and I start to build an image, whether it's inspired by things I've done in the past or other art that I've seen or whatever that might be, and I build an idea for what it is that I'm trying to accomplish in this image. And I'm not sure if I'm perfectly conveying it, because when you start to see this, let's say I'm looking at this scene, imagine this valley, and as you're listening, kind of visualize this valley, and maybe it'll actually make it a little bit easier. Imagine you're seeing this valley that I'm seeing, and then kind of imagine that hanging on the wall. It's a grand piece on the wall that's hanging and framed and canvassed or whatever it is that your favorite way to present an image is. And visualize what you're seeing there. The visualization is about looking at a scene, seeing what you want to do with it, and then I can do one of two things. Number one, I look at the scene and I say, okay, are these conditions right? Is the light here, this combined with how I'm going to process, is it going to match that visualization? Is it going to work? And number two is, it's not right. You know, yes, I see this scene, it's beautiful, but I see what I want, and it's not there right now. The light's wrong, there's too much haze, there's not enough clouds in the sky. It doesn't match my visualization. Now, I can try and visualize something different based on what's there, but a lot of times if I'm at a scene and it doesn't match my visualization, what it comes down to is the conditions aren't right, and I won't even bother to take the photograph, because there's no point in having a photograph that's just a snapshot. At least, if that's not always the case, but if I'm out trying to make landscapes or portraits or something like that. Now, if it's a portrait, I have to, you know, maybe be a little more inventive and think about something different and change my visualization. That's why I came up here this morning, is because I want to see what I'm up against so I can start to get a vision for what I want to accomplish. But the visualization is making a huge difference in the way I see images, the way I see light, and in the final result of images, because if you get a plan, you decide what you need to do with it and how you need to accomplish it. It's really effective. It's something we're going to be talking about a lot more in the 3-Day Lights and Shadows workshop, and we're going to be looking at that along with all kinds of other stuff this fall, actually back here in Washington. It's going to be fun, so you can check that out on f164.com, on my website, f164.com. All right, that's all for today. Take care.